我们在开始之前哈，我们先有一点祷告。
Before we begin, let's start with a word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
因为你借着十字架成全了神的旨意。
Because through the cross, you have completed the eternal will of God.
今天你要借着十字架做工在我们的身上。
And through the cross, you will work in us today.
让我们也能够成全神的旨意。
That we might also accomplish the will of God.
因此我们求你不仅叫我们能够知道十字架的道理。
Do not only allow us to know the doctrine of the cross.
明白十字架的意义。
But to know the meaning of the cross.
也求你叫我们确实的在生活侍奉中能经历十字架。
And to experience the working of the cross in our daily lives.
让我们确确实实地学习背着十字架来跟从你。
Let us truly learn how to bear our own cross and follow you.
好叫十字架在我们身上铲除一切拦阻神旨意的事物。
So that the cross reveals in us those things that hinder the work of God.
十字架除去仇敌所有一切的权势。
And may the cross get rid of the dominion of the enemy,
也做工在你整个教会的里面,
and allow us to work through your church,
好叫你的旨意亨通在你的百姓当中,
so that your will may be accomplished among your people.
主啊, 我们的心实在渴望,
Lord, our heart has this desire,
在今天你在教会中恢复你自己的工作,
Lord, may you recover your work in the church today.
好叫我们不凭着天然的力量来跟随来侍奉你。
That we don't live and serve by our own natural strength.
主啊，救我们脱离一切不对的光景。
Lord, deliver us from all the incorrect condition.
把我们带回到你心意中所对的光景中。
Bring us into that correct condition in you.
因此下午这一点点的时间。
Lord, that during this short time,
我们求你继续把你自己的路显明给我们看。
Lord, continue to reveal to us your way.
好叫我们能够确确实实地按照你的脚中行。
So that we can walk correctly in your footsteps.
好叫所有的真理都成了可行的路。
So that this truth will become our way.
愿圣灵引我们进入这些实际。
May your Holy Spirit lead us into this reality.
我们把这点时间恭敬交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we commit this time into your merciful hands.
求你与我们同在。
We ask for your presence.
愿一切的敬拜归给你。
We give you all worship.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这三个下午
In these three afternoon sessions,
我们交通到十字架和侍奉。
We have been sharing on the cross and service.
我们头一个下午呢，我们讲到啊，在侍奉上我们需要一个更新的心思。
On the first afternoon, we shared on how the cross allows us to have a renewed mind.
那么这个更新的心思呢，就是主的心思。
And this renewed mind is the mind of Christ.
那我们从腓立比书里面可以看见主耶稣基督的心思呢就是一个十字架的心思。
And from the book of Philippians, we see that the mind of Christ is the mind of the cross.
所以因此我们讲到在侍奉上我们的心思必须要改变。
So, in service, our minds must be transformed.
如果我们的心思是被世界所占据的。
And if our minds are taken over by things of the world,
那我们的服侍出来的情形呢，就是世界的样式。
Then our service resembles that of the world.
如果我们的心思被仇敌占据，
And if our minds are under the dominion of the enemy,
那我们所服侍出来的东西正好和神的心意就相反。
Then our service is actually in opposition to God.
所以我们需要我们心思上能够有一个改变。
So we need to have this transformation in our minds.
那昨天下午呢，我们讲到在侍奉上面。
And yesterday afternoon we mentioned that in service,
我们需要有复活生命的经历。
We have to have the experience of resurrection life.
我们讲到十字架有两个重要的点。
We spoke on two important aspects of the cross.
一面是死,
On one hand, death.
那另外一面就是生。
And on the other hand, life.
那么十字架最重要的经历就是死。
And the most important experience is death.
但是十字架最重要的结果呢，是复活的生命。
But the most important result is life.
所以真正主让我们经历十字架，那是要叫我们能达到复活的果效。
And so, we experience the cross in order that we might attain to resurrection.
我们讲到这个死呢，只不过是一个消极的。
And we spoke of this death as but a process.
那么生才是神所要的。
It is life that God wants.
但是这个死的过程非常重要。
But this process of death is important.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and
sisters, 我们知道这个死是一个相当奥秘的一个死。
We know that this death is indeed a mysterious death.
今天呢，许多弟兄姊妹生的儿女们不够明白这个死。
And I think today, not enough brothers and sisters truly understand this death.
结果在我们的侍奉和生活里面呢，
And so that in our lives and in our service,
我们又有很多取代的东西出来，代替的东西。
We have many substitutes.
那么有的那种死呢，那个不是真死，是假死。
And some forms of death are but a false death.
那像在哥罗西书第三章啊，第三章第二十三节那里所说的。
And Paul tells us in Colossians chapter 2 verse 23.
啊，这些规条使人徒有智慧之名，有肆意崇拜，自表谦卑，苦待己身。其实在克制肉体的情欲上是毫无功效的。
These are matters which have, to be sure, the appearance of wisdom in self-made religion and self-abasement and severe treatment of the body, but are of no value against fleshly indulgence.
所以我们讲到这种的克制自己啊，或者是人的一种的修养呢，这个不是真正死。
So this, asceticism or merits, this isn't a true death.
那么因为呢，基督的死会产生复活的果效。
Because the death of Christ results in resurrection.
那么这个昨天呢，我们也已经略略的讲到了。
And we spoke of this yesterday.
那今天下午呢，我们要讲到另外一个点。
This afternoon, we want to touch on another point.
我们在侍奉上面需要有灵的释放。
In service, we need the release of the Spirit.
我们请弟兄姊妹呢和我一同来读三处的圣经。
Let's take a look at three portions of Scripture.
我们先看那个罗马书。
First, let's look in the book of Romans.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章第六节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 6.
但我们既在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不是按着遗文的旧样。
But now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the Spirit.And not in oldness of the letter.
啊，这里提到侍奉是按照灵的新样。
And this speaks of serving in newness of the Spirit.
哥林多后书第三章。
Next, please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节。
Verse 6.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians 3:6.
第三章第六节。他叫我们能承当这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这里的经意大家都知道，那原文就是灵。
And here it speaks of the Spirit.
这说明新约侍奉的特性是一个灵的侍奉。
And the service in the New Testament is a service of the Spirit.
我们再看一处啊，罗呃，回到罗马书第一章。
And please turn back to Romans.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第一章第九节
Romans 1:9
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们
Verse 9 reads For God whom I serve in my spirit in the preaching of the gospel of his son is my witness as to how unceasingly I make mention of you
所以保罗在这里也讲到他侍奉神是用灵来侍奉神。
Paul says here that he serves and he serves in his spirit.
所以我想这三处圣经已经很清楚告诉我们侍奉是跟灵有关系的。
These three passages of scripture tells us clearly that service has to do with the spirit.
意思说呢在侍奉上我们需要用灵。
And this means in service,We have to use our spirit.
需要让灵能够得着释放。
And our spirit has to be released.
需要让灵能够得着自由。
Our spirit needs freedom.
其实弟兄姊妹们我们有时候许多时候在侍奉上面啊会有一个错误的一个感觉。
Oftentimes in service we have this misconception.
我们把教会里面的服事啊分成了这个属灵的和属事物的。
We think of service in the church as the spiritual and the materialistic.
好像比方说这个我们讲这个读经啊祷告啊交通啊那么讲道啊领诗歌呢这个是需要用灵的。
We think of preaching, praying, hymn leading,these things as requiring the spirit.
那么教会里面呢做整洁呢那么煮饭呢那么整理院子呢这些东西是事物的。
But for those that, for example, clean or cook or take care of the gardening, these are,
外表。
Outward.
那么我想呢这是一个错误的一个感认识。
I think this is a misconception.
在主的教会里面呢，所有的侍奉都是属灵的。
In the Lord's church, all service is spiritual.
你不仅呢，这个讲道呢，领诗歌呢，祷告呢，这些需要用灵。
Not only is the preaching, the hymn leading, the praying spiritual.
你就是在教会里面的煮饭呢，做事呢，摆凳子，做整洁，也需要灵。
Even if you're just cleaning or cooking or setting up the chairs,This requires the Spirit.
所以你常常有时候发现在教会里面有讲道呢你还不一定得到什么供应。
So oftentimes in the church you may feel that you don't even receive that much from the preaching.
有的弟兄姊妹们所做的事物啊叫你很得供应什么那个里面你会摸到一种灵。
Some of the miscellaneous things that brothers and sisters do, you actually feel more of the Spirit.
所以在教会中可以说是没有这个不属灵的事物。
And so in the church, there is no such thing as non-spiritual.
凡是属于神的侍奉都是应该在灵的境界。
If it's service for God, then it is all within the realm of the Spirit.
所以这样说来我们的服事如果不是出于灵的这个就不算是神所要的服事。
So if it is not out of our spirit,then this is not the service that God wants.
所以保罗能说我是用我的灵在这里服侍神。
So Paul tells us that he serves God with his spirit.
所以在侍奉上面我们这个灵要能够用能够得到释放这是多么重要的一件事情。
So in service we need to use our spirit and our spirit has to be released.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要学习啊
We need to learn.
怎样用我们的灵在这里来服侍我们的主。
How to serve the Lord with our spirit.
但是呢我们在侍奉上面呢我们会发现有一个东西是很阻挡我们的灵呢能够出来。
However, in service we find that there are some hindrances, in our spirit.
那个就是我们的肉体。
And that is our flesh.
也就是我们那个堕落的魂。
And that is our fallen soul.
尼托森弟兄有一本非常好的书。
Our brother Watchman Nee has a very good book.
讲到人的破碎与灵的出来。
And it speaks of the broken man and the release of the spirit.
啊，我相信有很多弟兄姊妹们都读过。
And I think many of you may have read this book.
这是一本很奇特的书。
And this is a very peculiar book.
一般来讲，好像你很少看见这样的讲论。
And you don't see this type of explanation often.
但是这个书的那个内容实在是在侍奉上面来讲实在是很重要。
But the theme of the book is very important as concerning service.
那我们的弟兄给我们看见他举了两个例子。
And he gives us two examples.
说一个人呢必须要被破碎。
He speaks of how a man must be broken.
这个灵才能够出来。
In order that the spirit may come out.
不过我想啊这像这个破碎这个字啊。
This word broken.
可能更早呢是宾路易师母在用。
This was probably originally used by, Jesse Penlewis.
那这个词这个实在是一个很好的一个描述。
And this is a good description.
所以尼迪兄告诉我们说在约翰福音十二章里面讲到一粒麦子若不落在地里死了就人就是一粒。不过死了之后呢他就结出许多子粒来。
And so it tells us in John that unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone, but if it dies, it bears much fruit.
所以他就讲到这个麦子的子粒的外面有个很硬的壳必须要破碎。
So it speaks of this grain of having an outer husk that needs to be broken.
那这里面的生命才能够出来。
So that the life of that seed might come out.
他另外呢举的这个马可福音啊马可福音里面的一个例子。
And also an example is given in Mark.
讲到有一次有一个女人到主的身后打破了玉瓶把香膏抹在主的身上。
Where a woman came before Jesus and broke this alabaster jar and poured the perfume upon our Lord.
他就说这个玉瓶要打破这个香膏才会出来。
This alabaster jar had to be broken in order for the perfume to flow.
我想这是圣经里面新约圣经里面给我们看两个很好的两个比喻。
These are two good examples shown us in the New Testament.
告诉我们这个人啊的外壳必须要被破碎。
Demonstrating to us that our outer man has to be broken.
然后呢这个灵呢才能够得着释放。
And then the spirit can obtain this release.
那么在实际的经历里面。
But in practice,
我也个人有一点点的感觉啊。
I have some feeling in regards to this.
我觉得我们人的灵跟这个魂呢这是很紧密的两个东西。
I feel like our spirit and our soul, they're very, intimate.
它不是像我们一般想象的两个好像分开的很清楚的东西它是完全紧密结合在一起的东西。
They're not two separate entities, but they're intertwined.
所以因此呢要叫这一个人的这个己人的这个魂呢要跟我们里面的灵啊能够有一点分开还不太容易。
So in order for us to separate the two, it is very difficult.
我喜欢用另外一个比喻。
And I like to use this other example.
我有一次啊到一个地方看见有棵树。
One time I came to this place and I saw a tree.
那个树呢长得很高大。
This tree was tall.
但是呢这个树呢已经是死的一棵树。
But this tree had died.
我就看这个树为什么死了呢?
I looked at the tree closely to examine why it had died.
原来呢,这个树上面有很多的藤蔓,那个藤蔓。
There was, ivy that had grown around the trunk.
这个藤蔓就绕着这个树啊,绕绕绕绕的把整个树都包围起来了。
And it had grown around the tree and wrapped the tree.
诶,结果呢,这个藤蔓呢很清脆,那个树叶长得很茂盛的那个。
But the ivy was flourishing.
那个树呢死掉了。
But the tree was dead.
哎呀那天我在那里好像我里面的这个眼睛有点被开啊。
And I felt like my inner eyes were opened a little.
那我们这个魂呢就好像那个藤蔓一样。
Our soul is kind of like that ivy.
那么缠住我们这个整个灵啊。
And it has wrapped around our spirit.
所以有的时候把它缠得很紧。
Sometimes it wraps so tight.
缠到一个地步我们那个里面的灵都死掉了。
That to the point where our spirit has died.
所以你会发现比方说有时候我们在主面前要祷告。
So sometimes, for example, you come before the Lord to pray.
我们里面满了感觉这个感觉出不来。
And we have much feeling within, but it can't come out.
好像有什么东西在里面这个把它捆得紧紧的。
It's as if something were binding it.
有时候像讲道一样。
And also in preaching.
我们知道这个讲道呢需要这个灵很释放。
When you preach, your spirit has to be free.
啊，有的时候这个里面满了感觉呢，这个就是讲不出来。
Sometimes you have feeling within, but you can't vocalize it.
我年轻的时候刚出来侍奉主。
When I was younger and I first came to serve the Lord.
我有一个同工啊。
But there was another coworker.
他实在是一个好弟兄。
And he was a good brother.
他的祷告生活实在是非常好。
His prayer life was good.
每天花很多的时间祷告。
He spent much time in prayer.
但是他有一个难处是什么呢
？But his difficulty was，
就是他每次站起来交通的时候啊
，That every time he stood up to share，
哎呀，你就看见那个人呢、啊，这个好像很激动，这个里面好像被那个气充满了。
He was very moved and emotional，
但这个外面的话就是出不来。
But he couldn't vocalize his feelings，
所以他每一次一站起来讲一交通啊，我们大家都紧张啊。
So every time he stood up to share。We were all really nervous for him. We were very nervous. We saw him there struggling with his voice.
那个话就讲不清楚，就讲不清楚。
And he couldn't vocalize things clearly.
一二十分钟啊，就这样。
And for 10 or 20 minutes, it would be like this.
哎呀，我看他自己很苦，我们也很紧张。
And I saw him struggling, and I was nervous for him.
你感觉好像他这个灵里面什么东西呢？好像把他整个的这个捆住的。
It felt as though in his spirit something was binding him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们人的这个魂的这个体啊
，Our human soul， our self，
有的时候跟我们这个灵之间的关系，它就纠缠在一起。
It seems intertwined with our spirit.
如果你被它缠得很紧的话呢
，And if it's bound too tight，
你的灵就出不来了。
Our spirit cannot be released.
有时候你就像死了一样。
And it is as if dead.
我们感谢主。
And so we thank our Lord.
今天早晨
This morning,
江弟兄把这个肉体这个解释的非常的详尽。
Our brother described the nature of the flesh very clearly.
把肉体的特性和它许许多多的特质通通解释出来。
The characteristics and traits of our flesh, he described.
叫我们实在能明白知道什么叫做肉体。
So that we might know what our flesh is.
但是我们知道这个肉体呢，它不仅有这么许多的特性。
But not only does this flesh have these traits.
实际上这个肉体呢，就是我们外面的人，它是一个很坚固、很坚固的一个壳子。
But we know that this flesh is like a very hard shell.
它呢，阻挡我们里面的灵啊，能够得着一个释放和自由。
And it hinders our spirit from being released.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
神必须借着十字架把我们这个魂把它破碎。
So God through the cross has to break our soul.
所以肉体是一定需要受到对付。
So our flesh needs to be dealt with.
那么当这个肉体被破碎的时候呢
？And when this flesh is broken,
那我们里面的灵呢就能够自由出。
Then the spirit can be released.
我们感谢主，保罗解释这件事情解释的实在是非常的清楚。
And we thank the Lord because the Apostle Paul has explained this clearly.
我们都知道罗马书第六章和第七章是两章很到第八章是很重要的三章圣经。
And we know that Romans 6 through 8 are very important passages of scripture.
这个第六章第七章呢可以说讲到这个十字架的工作。
And we know that chapters 6 and 7 speak of the work of the cross.
或者呢把它扩大一点的话将军告诉我们从罗马书第五章十二节以后啊到这个第八章。
Or more broadly speaking, like our brother shared from verse 5, chapter 5, verse 12 to chapter 8.
那我们知道这个五六七这三章圣经呢就十字架呢对付了我们的罪的行为的问题。
We know that these three chapters, 5, 6, and 7 deal with the acts of our sins.
Sins. Of, 那么也对付了我们罪行的问题，对付了罪的问题。
And it deals with the sin nature.
那么也对付了死亡的问题。
And it deals with our problem of
death. 那么在第七章里面的对付了律法的问题，对付了肉体的问题。
And in chapter 7 it deals with the flesh and the law.
我们看见这一切的情况受到对付之后呢？
And after all these things are dealt with,
就带进罗马书第八章。
Then we come to Romans chapter 8.
这个灵的释放和自由。
And then we see the release of the Spirit.
所以我想这个很清楚地告诉我们啊，经过了十字架的对付之后呢。
So this tells us clearly that after the dealings of the cross,
这许多阻碍我们的灵得自由的东西被铲除。
these things that hinder the spirit from being released are broken,
我们的灵才能够得到自由。
Then the spirit is released.
好像神工作的这个次序也是这样。
And it seems like the process of God's working is in this way.
我们知道是先有加略山十字架。
We see first the cross at Calvary.
然后才有五旬节。
Then we see Pentecost.
才有圣灵的工作下来。
And we see the release of the spirit.
所以我们这个天然的魂呢，这个人呢，这个硬壳子如果没有被破碎的话呢
？So this natural man, this soul, this hard shell, if it is not broken,
我们在侍奉上面来讲的话呢
，then in our service,
我们就受到很多的限制。
We will be hindered in our service.
我们也不能把神所喜悦的侍奉能够献给神。
And we cannot offer God a service that is pleasing to Him.
当然，我们弟兄姊妹都知道啊，这个我们这个人的魂呢，包括了就是我们的这个心思意念和情感。
So we know that our soul consists of
our emotion,
and
will,
and our will,
啊，我们就三个东西啊
，and our mind.
Our mind. 这个尼弟兄呢，在这个人的破碎灵的出来这本书里面，这方面解释的真是非常非常的好。
And our brother Nee described this well in his book Release of the Spirit.
他说，当我们的这个思想呢，那么被破碎之后
，When our thoughts are broken，
我们的灵从我们里面出来了
，Then the spirit is released，
圣灵就可以在我们的灵里面运行
，And the spirit can work in our spirit。
那么借着我们的思想呢，就可以传递真理
，And through our mind we can share the truth。
那么你的心思呢，就变成一个有用的。可以有用的心思。
And then your mind is something that is useful to the Lord.
这就像到我刚刚讲的，有的弟兄姊妹们就心里面想了很多，但是出不来啊。
And it's like the example I gave earlier, where we have all these thoughts, but we can't vocalize.
那我们的情感也是一样。
And our emotions are similar.
当我们的情感能够被主破碎。
If our emotions can be broken by the Lord,
灵就可以出来。
Then the spirit can be released.
那么圣灵呢就借着我们的灵呢，使我们的情感呢能够得到发挥。
And then the Holy Spirit through our spirit can recover our emotion.
所以他的书里面讲的，有的时候呢，我们里面很难过，很想哭，但是外面哭不出来。
And in the book, he gives an example of wanting to weep but not being able to.
那么等到呢，你这个里面的光景被破碎之后，这个情感就很自然的。
But when your emotions are broken, then it is expressed.
那么在意志上面也是一样。
And in our will, it is the same way.
如果我们的意志被破碎的话呢
？If our will is broken,
我们就很容易能顺服神。
Then it's easy for us to be obedient.
因为神的灵出来了，圣灵引导我们，就很容易顺服神。
Because our spirit is released, and we can be led by the Holy Spirit.
啊，我想这个是今天在侍奉上面来讲。实在是非常非常真实的，也很需要。
In service, this is a requirement, and this is a truth.
所以我们这个人的这个魂的光景需要经过十字架。
So the condition of our soul, we have to go through the cross.
这个肉体必须要被破碎。
The flesh has to be broken.
不过呢，在我们经历这个十字架的时候啊。
So as we're experiencing the cross,
我们觉得有几方面的这个障碍。
We feel like often there are hindrances.
昨天晚上 Lance 弟兄给我们讲了好多点。
Last night Lance gave us many points.
今天早晨呢，江军给我们更多点。
And Brother Kong gave us many points this morning.
下午呢，我再加几个点。
And I have a few points of my own.
那么我们呢，这个经历十字架的障碍有几个重要的这个提醒。
I want to remind you of several important hindrances that we encounter.
就是第一个呢，我们在侍奉上经历这些事物的时候，我们看不见神的手。
First, we can't see the hand of the Lord at work.
这个意思是什么呢？你不觉得这是神量给你的环境？
What this means is we don't accept that the environment we're in is from God.
所以侍奉上一碰见难处的时候啊
，So when we encounter difficulties in our service,
我们总是埋怨环境，埋怨人。
We always blame the environment or others.
我所以做不好都是他。
I can't do my service well, it's because of him.
或者是这个环境这个不顺利。
Or the environment doesn't allow me.
我们看不见神的手在环境中啊，所以安排这些事物是为要在我们身上做工，叫我们的魂魄碎。
We don't see the hand of God working in the environment so that our soul might be broken.
所以我们前面的弟兄提到一个词叫做圣灵的管制。
And so, our brother mentioned the, governing of the Spirit.
那么就是我们今天必须要相信今天在我们侍奉中所发生所有一切的事物都是圣灵都是神的手在那里的安排。
That in all things, we see the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
为什么在你的侍奉中总是觉得好像有这么几个人是你的难处呢?
Why do we feel in our service that such and such brothers or sisters are my difficulty?
实际上神是知道我们天性上有困难。
And God knows that we are naturally difficult.
所以神把这个人摆在那就是好像为难我们其实呢是要帮助我们能够破碎。
So it's as if God has put this person in my life to annoy me, but it's really to break me.
如果我们能这样接受,
and if we can accept this,
我们的态度就不一样了,
then our attitude will change.
我们就不会埋怨,
then we won't complain.
我们不会用脚踢刺,
and we won't kick against the goad.
所以呢,在经历十字架,在我们身上破碎的工作,第一个障碍就是我们不晓得这是神的安排。
So one hindrance is that we don't see that it's God's hand at work in our environment.
我也常常感觉这样的话是容易讲的，碰到实际情况呢，哎，是不大容易。
And I always feel like it's easy to say these things, but when we encounter the situation, it is so difficult.
因为我们看看这个人，怎么看都不像神的旨意。
Because no matter how we look at the person, they don't look like it's God's will for me.
这个。有的时候真的是很难服下来。
And a lot of times it's really difficult to submit.
但是我们必须相信有神的手。
But we have to believe that it's God's hand at work.
这样子我们才能经历十字架在我们身上破碎的工作。
And only then can we experience the breaking of by the cross in our lives.
第二个点。
The second point.
他就讲到我们自爱自己爱自己。
We love ourselves.
我们有很多弟兄们都知道我们的肉体是有好有坏的。
Many of you know that there is good flesh and bad flesh.
我们有时候恨的是我们那个坏肉体。
A lot of times what we hate is that bad flesh.
哎呀我这么骄傲啊。
I'm proud. I'm selfish.
我这么狭窄。
And I'm so narrow.
这个我们会有的时候觉得这个应该把它致死。
And I feel like sometimes, oh, this bad flesh needs to die.
但是有的时候有的人觉得你看我的智慧啊
Some people
might think
my wisdom, my humility, my gentleness.
我至少没有主耶稣那么温柔但比大家都温柔。
I might not be as gentle as the Lord Jesus, but I'm more gentle than most people.
所以我这个温柔呢这个是很宝贵的。
So this, my gentleness, that's a good thing.
我们常常会有一种自爱。
We have this self-love.
所以我们就保留我们的肉体很多东西不肯让神在我们身上来做工。
And so we'll protect some aspects of the flesh and not let God deal with those.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们中间常常有的弟兄姊妹常常羡慕说，哎呦，你看他多温柔，他都不需要学十架工作就温柔了。
And you often might hear, oh, this brother is so gentle, he doesn't need the dealing of the cross.
像我这种性格，哎呀，这个怎么都温柔不下来的。
For someone like me, I can't be gentle.
弟兄姊妹，你不要羡慕他。
Don't be envious of him.
你要知道他比你更困难。
You have to realize that it's even harder to break him.
因为他有天然的温柔啊。
If he has a natural gentleness,
他更不容易学十架功课。
It's even harder to learn the lesson of the cross.
我们的个性不大好呢，我们觉得很需要主工作。
If our natural characteristic is not good, then we realize we need the work of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们好的坏的肉体需要钉十字架。好的肉体也需要钉十字架。
So the bad flesh needs to be crucified as well as the good flesh.
我们这个人呢，爱自己，我想是很平常的。
I think it's common that we love ourselves.
没有一个人不爱自己。
There isn't anyone who doesn't love themselves.
但是在 学十架功课上面来讲，
but in the lessons of the cross,
如果我们爱自己，我们就很难。
If we love ourselves, then it is very difficult.
第三个点，
the third point,
这个是这个主在福音书里面曾经告诉我们。
The Lord tells us in the Gospels,
我们要学习背起我们的十字架来跟从主。
That if we want to carry our cross and follow Him,
啊，我们要舍己跟随主。
We have to deny ourselves and follow Him.
我们丧失生命，我们才能得着生命。
If we give up our life, then we will gain life.
那里告诉我们说呢，不要救。
He tells us not to save our own life.
所以第三个点就是自救。
The third point is self-preservation.
啊，有许多时候我们被主的爱感动了。
A lot of times we're moved by the love of the Lord.
我们说主啊，我们愿意学功课。
We say, Lord, I want to learn this lesson.
但是等会啊，想想又不甘心。
But then we think about it and we're like, nah.
那个时候奉献的心愿啊，是真的是什么都不顾啊。后来想，哎呀，不对吧？所以我们又把它救回来一点。
So we want to learn a lesson, but then we decide we don't want to fully learn it.
啊，我觉得这个在我是很真实的。
And I think this is real in my life.
我从年轻时候真是被常常被主的爱激励，有的时候觉得哦要好了，不顾一切，等着真正要放上去的想想，哎呦，这个太多了吧。我就拉回来一点。
When I was younger, I felt like, Lord, I want to commit my all to you. Then I felt like, whoa, that's too much. I'll take a little bit of it back.
结果呢？我们在主面前这个十字架的功课就学得不真实。
And so we don't truthfully learn the lessons of the cross.
不够彻底。我想这也是今天我们很多基督徒跟随主的难处了。
And I think this is a difficulty that many of us find as we follow the Lord.
尤其我们中间很多弟兄姊妹们有时候知道这个十字架的道理。
We know the truth of the cross.
但是我们学习这个十字架功课的时候呢不够彻底。
But when we actually come to learn the lessons of the cross.
因为我们老想着救自己。
We don't learn it thoroughly enough because we're always looking for self-preservation.
这边给了主，这头还抓住。
We give one end to the Lord, but we're hanging on to the other end.
当主说你统统给我了，哎呦，我们说还留我一点，留一点吧，就是这样。
The Lord says, "Give me your all," and we say we want to keep this little bit.
或许呢，有的时候我们在这个十字架的这个学习当中啊，
and sometimes in the lessons of the cross,
像主钉在十字架上一样，
it's like when our Lord himself was crucified.
当那些人用这个苦胆和调和的酒啊给他尝试，
when the Lord was given wine mixed with gall,
主尝了一下，主就拒绝，
the Lord tasted and refused.
啊，我们都知道，因为这个苦胆调和的酒有麻醉作用。
And we know that there is a numbing effect in that wine.
会减轻痛苦。
And it'll take away your pain.
所以你知道有时候在经历十字架的经历上面。
So in the experience of the cross.
哎呀，我们这个天然的己是会找点东西啊，再安慰安慰自己啊。
Our natural self will look for something to comfort us.
所以结果呢，我们在学十字架功课上就学的不够那么彻底。
And so when we learn the lessons of the cross, again, it is not very thorough.
所以这是第三方面。
This was the third point.
第四方面。
The fourth point.
我们知道主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
站在底下冷嘲热讽。
All those below him were mocking him.
就说你如果是神的儿子，你就从十字架上下来。
If you are indeed the Son of God, why don't you come down from the cross?
所以这第四个点呢，就是不要下来。
The fourth point, don't come down.
啊，既然上了十字架，就不要下来。
If you're on the cross, don't come down.
啊，我们呢，常常就是，哎呀，我们在受苦了，人家在给我们冷嘲热讽几下子，我就先下来给你看看。
The problem is that when others are mocking us, we come down and show them.
我们这个有首诗歌很好啊。
There's a hymn that's written
very well. 他说如今呢，我这躺在这个祭坛上面呢，不敢稍有动弹。
It speaks of us on the altar, and we're not moving.
我们有时候放在祭坛上呢，那么脚还要伸一伸，腿还要说。
Sometimes we lie on the altar and we're stretching and moving.
不甘心死，对吧？
We don't want to die.
所以弟兄姊妹们上了十字架就不要下来。
When you go on the cross, don't come back down.
我想这是主给我们做的榜样。
This is the example that our Lord showed us.
那么这是几个我们在跟随主在十字架工作上面接受破碎的时候啊，我们要防备的一点障碍。
These are some hindrances we have to be aware of as we serve the Lord and learn the lessons of the cross.
因为今天下午呢，也是最后一个下午。
And this afternoon is the last afternoon.
我也知道有好多弟兄们、弟兄姊妹这个心里面已经预备好了故事要讲。
And I know that this session, there are many brothers and sisters who want to share their story.
我也答应今天多留一点时间让许多弟兄姊妹能把你实际的经历能够稍微交通一下。
And I promised you today more time to share your experience.
不过呢我先讲一个故事。
But I'm going to share a story with you first.
这个我讲的是个老故事。
And this is an old story.
也许有很多弟兄姊妹已经听过我讲。
Some of you may have heard this in the past.
因为这些都是我比较年轻一点的时候学的功课印象比较深刻。
These are experiences and lessons I learned, that have stayed within me from my youth.
所以呢我用这些一点点小小的经历做个例子来说明一下。
And、so I want to share my experience as an example.
主如何让我们学习一点经历十字架的破碎。
And may the Lord allow us to learn, the breaking of the cross.
我呢这个刚刚蒙召出来侍奉主的时候。
When I was first called to, come and serve the Lord.
因为我这个口才不大好。
I couldn't speak very well.
我很怕讲道。
I was fearful of preaching.
哎呀一想到讲道啊我就觉得压力大得不得了。
When I thought of, speaking, I felt this great burden.
但是主呢呼召你出来了你又不能不讲的。
But when the Lord calls you, how can you not speak?
尤其那个时候年纪轻。
And especially in those days, I was young.
虽然也读了一点圣经但是亮光很少。
Even though I read much of the Bible, I did not have much light.
经验更少。
And even less experience.
所以要去讲道啊常常都是很苦。
So, every time I had to speak, I felt difficult.
我记得有一次我被邀请到一个地方去传福音。
One time I was asked to share the gospel.
哎呀我紧张得不得了。
I was so nervous.
几个月之前啊我就把自己的这个关起来祷告进这个准备啊。
Several months prior to that date, I would, confine myself and pray and read the Bible.
哎呀好不容易啊。得到了一个题目了。
And then after long searching, I got a topic.
然后呢把圣经中这个有关这个题目的经文把它找出来。
And then regarding this theme, I looked for Bible verses.
把它组织组织。
And I organized it.
然后呢上面再摆几个故事。
And then I put a few stories.
哎我想这样的话大概可以去勉强可以去讲。
And then I felt ready to share.
但心里还是很害怕。
But I was still fearful.
整天都在主面前祷告。
So I prayed all day long.
哦，那个时候祷告真多。
And I prayed a lot back then.
一天都把多少钟头啊，在主面祷告，什么其他的兴趣都没有了。
I spent many hours praying, no other interests.
这个所有的注意都在这篇信息上面。
All my focus was on this message.
弄了几个月。
And I did this for months.
好了，时间到了。
And then the time came.
我要去。
I went.
那么我需要坐火车到那个地方去。
I had to take the train to that location.
大概去可能不到一个钟头的这个火车车程。
I had to take the train for about an hour.
哎呀整个全人都紧张。
In my whole being, I was nervous.
圣经啊上了火车啊。
I took my Bible onto the train.
眼睛什么也不敢看。
I didn't look at anything.
找了一个位置坐在那里啊。
I found a seat and I sat down.
眼睛闭起来。
I closed my eyes.
就祷告。
And I prayed.
求主给我跟我同去给我力量。
I asked the Lord to go with me and to give me strength.
把这个道啊左想一遍右想一遍。
And I thought of one aspect of the sermon, another aspect.
哦这个想的每一个点都要记住啊。
And I had to remember every point.
不能上了台忘记哪个点不行。
And I didn't want to go up onto the stage and forget what I was talking about.
那时候一点经验都没有。
And I had no experience at the time.
正在那紧张的时候啊。
And just as I was feeling nervous.
忽然里面产生一个感觉出来了。
All of a sudden I had a feeling.
我晓得那是主在里面的给我的感觉。
I knew it was the Lord within me.
主说你不要讲这个。
Lord said,The Lord said, don't speak on this.
你要讲那个。
Speak on that.
哎呀我整个人惊醒起来了。
I was alert. I said, Lord, I've prepared this sermon for months.
哎呀,你看见我的这个睡觉也睡不好,吃也吃不好,好不容易准备了这么一些信息。
I couldn't sleep and I couldn't eat, and I finally prepared this sermon.
如果不讲这个,讲那个。
If I speak on this, if I don't speak on this and have to speak on that.
我看看表,还有半个钟头就到站。
And I was looking at my watch and I had half an hour.
我哪里来得及准备呢?
How can I have the time to prepare this new sermon?
不行。
I said, Lord, no, I can't.
那个我没有把握。
I don't have the confidence.
主说你讲这个。
But the Lord said, speak on that.
我说我要讲这个。
And I said, Lord, I'm speaking on this.
在跟主啊之间有那么几分钟的挣扎。
And so I was wrestling with the Lord.
后来那个感觉好像是这样。 主说那么好了。 你要讲到嘛,那你就去了,我就不去了。
And then I felt this feeling within me, the Lord saying, well, if you want to go, go, but I'm not going to go with you.
我说你不去了。
And then I said, what, Lord, you're not coming?
那我去干什么呢?
Then why am I going?
我说不行,你一定要陪我去。
And I said, Lord, you have to go with me.
并且一定要讲这篇。
And I have to speak on this.
结果呢,就开始忽然之间里面就没有声音了。
And then all of a sudden, there was no sound. I couldn't hear anything. And then I was even more nervous. But I was brought up as a Christian. And I was taught to submit to the Lord. To submit to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. I had to submit to that life. I knew that if I did not submit, I couldn't go on.
哇,真的是为难得不得了。
And I was in such a difficult position.
因为我要讲这个主不去了,怎么办?
I wanted to speak on this, but if the Lord didn't go, what is the point?
我只好全人降服下来。So
I had to submit my whole being.
我说好,主,我听你的。I
said, Lord, I'll listen to you.
哎,死就死吧。
If I die, then I die.
反正是你叫我这样的。
You told me to do this.
哇,这下面的半个钟头,你不知道我这个心的蹦蹦蹦蹦跳,不知道怎么办才好。
You don't know how my heart was beating in the next half an hour.
那么准备这个题目呢,什么都也摸不着。
But so as I tried to prepare for the new theme, I couldn't come up with anything.
哎,火车到站。
And then the train came to its location.
来接我。
The brothers came to pick me up.
哎呀,孙弟兄来了,高兴。
They were so joyful to see me.
我一点都不高兴。
I was not happy at all.
到了聚会,一看,哇,坐了100多人了,这个整个场子坐满了。
I came into the meeting place and it was packed, hundreds of people.
哇,孙弟兄来了,这个握手,那个握手。
Everyone was greeting me. Brother, son, I had no feeling.
然后呢,坐在那里,不知道怎么办才好。
And then I sat there and I didn't know what to do.
那么过了一阵子,他们开始唱诗歌了。
And then after a while, they started to sing.
哎呀,我心里蹦蹦蹦蹦跳。
My heart was beating rapidly.
我说,主啊,怜悯我吧。
I said, Lord, have mercy on me.
让我回来再讲这个吧。
Can I go back and speak on that?
因为你顺服主,你也回不去。
I couldn't go back because I was submitting.
这个里面的试探引诱真是很大。
The temptation was so great.
我很想把我那个纲要再拿出来啊。 今天就硬着讲这个。
I wanted to pull that material back out and preach on that.
但是我知道不顺服主是不行。
But I knew that if I did not submit, then I was in trouble.
对,诗歌唱完了,弟兄说,我们现在把时间交给孙弟兄。
And then the time of singing ended, and they said, we give the falling time to brother son.
我硬着头皮上去了。
And I struggled to go up.
弟兄姊妹们,感谢神,何等的有怜悯。
I thank the Lord, He is gracious.
当我一站在台上的时候,
when I stood on that stage,
忽然感觉我整个的灵啊, 变得非常的自由。
I felt this freedom in my spirit.
我就照着那个题目的就开始讲了。
And so I started to speak on that new theme.
哇,越讲越释放。
And the more I spoke, the more I was free.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你有经历过这个灵的释放,
if you have experienced the freedom of the Spirit,
你就知道那个是什么味道。
You'll know what that is.
那个, 真是经历这个约翰福音第七章啊，这个从他腹中流出活水的江河。
I really felt what it said in John chapter 7, out of him flowed streams of living water.
哇,圣灵传达,我的灵就这么,这个不断地讲。
The Spirit came down and out came the words.
我一面讲,一面自己很稀奇。
And even as I was preaching, I was amazed.
哎呦, 这些话从哪里来的? 这些话从哪里来的?
I said, where did these words come from? And yet the words were coming out.
实在是整个聚会非常的非常的有主的祝福。
And I was truly blessed by the Lord in that meeting place.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在那一次的服事里面,
in that example of service,
主让我经历一点点,
the Lord showed me a little bit about what it means to be broken.
当然不是以后每次都这样啊,
of course, it wasn't always this way.
如果每次都这样的话, 我恐怕活不到今天的。
If every time it was that stressful, I probably wouldn't be here today.
那是非压死不可的了。Then
I would have been crushed for sure.
不过呢，因为主那个时候我刚刚出来侍奉，主很年轻，所以主要教导我。But
because at that time I was young and the Lord was teaching me.
侍奉是用灵。That
service has to be in the spirit.
啊，不是完全在乎你的这个知识和道理经验。And
doesn't always have to do with your experience. And your doctrine.
那个对我后来以身的服事来讲，实在是很重要的一个影响。
And this had a great influence on my future service.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上,
in service,
如果我们的灵出不来,
if our spirit cannot be released,
我们的服事就没有办法能够让主的心满足,
then our service cannot be pleasing to the Lord.
你也没办法叫别人得供应,
and others cannot be supplied.
啊, 这个我只不过举了一个讲道的例子。
And this is but an example in preaching.
事实上我们的生活侍奉上的每一件事情
In our lives, in our service, in every circumstance, we need to use the Spirit.
所以我们的灵要能够得到释放和自由。
So our spirit needs freedom and release.
我们天然的生命、肉体的生命、己生命必须经过十字架的破碎。
And that natural life, that self life, that soul has to experience the death of the cross.
我想我这个故事讲完了。
I've told my story.
我们下面听听许多弟兄姊妹们的故事。
And now it's your turn to tell your story.
洪生，你要不要第一个上来交通，好不好？我们像有其他的弟兄，如果你心里面预备好的。 请你不要客气啊，这石洪生弟兄交通完了，你可以。我想我们时间不要太长的，希望能多几位弟兄们，弟兄或者姊妹也可以啊，能够上来有点交通，好不好
？If you've prepared something in your heart,
你就讲一个故事好了，十分钟，好吧？讲一个故事。
Share with us for 5 or 10 minutes.
我今天的一些交通是和。 我去年的一些交通是有点关系的，所以我要把去年所讲的呢稍微复习一下。
My sharing today has something to do with what I shared on last year, so I want to remind you of what I shared on last year.
我初信主的时候，因为信主非常的，心中感觉到非常的兴奋。 所以呢，见到人就喜欢谈福音。
When I first believed, I was very excited, and so when I met others, I would want to share the gospel with them.
有一次在一个特别聚会里面，我们晚上不睡觉，就抓到这慕道友就拼命讲。
And one time during a conference, we stayed up all night preaching the gospel.
我一直在讲，结果呢，有一个弟兄。 我们认为平常他是不爱主的，他突然对我讲说：“你这样讲，人家不能懂。”
And as I was sharing, another brother who we thought didn't really love the Lord told me that what I was saying, this person wouldn't understand.
我当时当然心中很不舒服，但是后来我想，这的确也对。
And I felt uncomfortable at the time, but I felt he was right.
我想大概我那样讲，别人也不会懂。
And I thought that what I was sharing, others wouldn't understand.
所以这件事情就促使我去学到底怎么样传福音。
So this caused me to go learn how to preach the gospel.
向一些比我年轻的一些弟兄们去学。
And I learned from those who are younger than me.
那么这件事情呢，在我身上造成一个很大的影响。
This event became a distraction in my life.
我传福音了以后呢，的确就不像从前一样拼命的讲。我想后来我传，应该别人就比较容易懂。
I didn't preach like I did before, and I wanted to share words that others could understand.
我发觉这个一直喜欢讲这个问题啊。
I felt that my problem of just talking,
不顾别人到底懂不懂，这个基本上是一个己的问题。
I felt that this was a problem of me speaking and not caring if other people understood.
那么神借着这个弟兄呢，让我降卑，让我学这个功课。但是这个因为是己的问题，所以呢，己的问题，这个功课不容易学。好像学会了，事实上到后来还没有学会。
And the Lord's teaching through this brother allowed me to learn this lesson that I had a strong self life, and I thought I had learned the lesson, but in reality I did not.
那么我们信主之后呢，因为那就开始热心服侍主啊，做许多的事情，到后来就觉得是相当的苦干。
And after I believed, I was excited to do things for the Lord, but after a while, I felt dry with Him.
后来我看书，后来又来参加特别聚会，就知道讲说，原来我们得救，而不单单是说，就是让我们脱离灭亡而已。那我们得救是和神人永远的旨意有关系。
And after reading books and coming to conferences, I learned that our salvation does not only deliver us from death, but it allows us to serve God and attain to His eternal purpose.
那么这个看见呢，就和我当初信主的时候那个兴奋是一样的。所以呢，我又开始呢，见到有机会我就拼命跟人家讲。
And this revelation caused me to be excited like when I first believed, and then I started talking again.
大凡有什么聚会的机会呢？我就花很多时间跟弟兄姐妹讲。
And during any conference, I would spend many hours talking with brothers and sisters.
Just small meetings, not.
Oh, in small meetings.
但是我发觉啊，虽然我这么一腔热忱的去讲，讲的东西呢也并没有错，但是我发觉呢，这些听的弟兄姐妹们呢是，往往是一片茫然。
But I discovered that even though what I shared was fervent and correct,
there is just no response.
They had no response towards what I had to say.
我心里当然有感觉，不过呢，我为我自己辩护，我说旧约里面先知的讲论呢都是不被接受的。
And I reconciled with myself by saying, well, the prophets of old preached and everyone ignored them.
那主耶稣也是，他说我吹笛，你们不跳舞。
And the Lord Jesus said as well, I played the flute, but you did not dance.
我举哀，你们不捶胸。举哀是什么？
I played a dirge.
You don't pound your chest.
And you did not weep.
Weep.
Sorry.
这我里面的倾向就是为自己辩护，说这个我尽我的力量，这个讲的也是对的啊。
So I put forth my effort, and I knew what I was saying was correct.
但是我里面主似乎就提醒我说，你自己觉得里面到底是死还是活，就是有那个你觉得是不是有个死的感觉。
But the Lord reminded me, within, are you dead or are you alive? Do you have that feeling of death?
你整个的聚会
the whole meeting,
你是不是感觉到是有一个活的感觉还是死的感觉？
Do you feel like there's a feeling of life or of death?
我承认说我里面呢的确呢没有那个活的感觉。
And I confess to the Lord that there was not that feeling of life in me.
那个聚会里面呢，也没有那个活的感觉。
And it was the same with the meeting.
那么主继续呢在我里面呢提醒我。
And the Lord continued to remind me.
你从头开始一直讲，连气都不喘。
You speak and speak and you're not short of breath.
人家不懂啊，人如果人家不懂啊，人家连问问题的机会都没有。
Others might not understand, but they might not even have the opportunity to ask a question.
如果你自己坐在底下，如果你是一个初信主的，你能够懂你所讲的东西吗？
If you were a new believer sitting in the audience, would you understand what you're preaching?
我在想说，我在那里面又讲圣殿，又讲什么在基督里面同归于一，又讲心腹，什么都搬出来。
And I would preach on the temple, the bride and everything, the whole kitchen sink.
并且呢，又没有在过程当中没有把这些交代清楚。
And these things were not explained clearly.
所以我承认说，如果我是他们的话。我也没办法懂。
And I confess that if I were them in the audience, I wouldn't understand me either.
那么我又被提醒。
And then I was reminded.
这些弟兄姐妹他们都很忙。他们很不容易来聚会。
But these brothers and sisters are busy and it's difficult for them to come to the meetings.
你想经过这么一个聚会搞了一个多钟头他们回去他们有得着吗？
That after an hour of hearing you, do you think they've gained anything?
我自己也想说大概是没什么得着。
And I thought to the Lord, yeah, they probably didn't gain much.
那么我又在诗库里面在我又被提醒就是说
Then I was reminded again.
如果你真的是很透彻的明白你要讲的东西
If you really understand what you are preaching,
你应该能够很简洁的讲。
You should explain it in a simple way.
如果你不能够简洁的讲，就表示讲说你自己大概也不是那么清楚。
If you can't explain it in a simple way, then you probably don't understand it yourself.
所以我经过这些事情，我又看到这些弟兄姐妹他们来，我仔细的想，他们就这样回去。实在是很亏欠。
So after thinking about this and seeing them come and then go, I felt very disappointed.
如果他们以后呢不来，我就很难怪说哦，这些人他们没有信。
And if they don't come in the future, then I can't really blame them.
所以我就开始学习。
So I learned before the Lord.
把这些。我所珍贵的是神永远的旨意用很简单的简洁的20分钟左右呢每一次要交通的话看看20分钟能不能够把它讲清楚。
So, what I've learned about God's eternal purpose, I tried to explain in a simple way, and I tried to do so in less than 20 minutes.
因为就算是如果我讲的不够清楚 ,20 分钟大概人家也可以忍受。
Because even if I don't explain it clearly, at least they can put up with me for 20 minutes.
那么讲不清楚二十分钟讲不清楚呢至少人家可以问问题不要一口气讲了一个半钟头然后呢人家想问问题都不可能。
And if I keep my sermon to 20 minutes, at least it gives them time to ask questions if I was unclear instead of me just talking for an hour and a half.
我在这方面呢我就开始学习。
And so I learned my lesson.
最近我听到有一个弟兄他要到我们那边去但是呢他大概不认识我他就打电话问另外一个弟兄说我要去这个 DC 啊这个十弟兄是什么人
Recently, a brother was coming to visit me, but he didn't have my contact information, so he asked another brother, what is this brother she like?
那个弟兄就告诉他你的那个弟兄啊就是上次到我们这边来啊这个话讲得很清楚的那个人。
And the brother introduced me as that guy who came and spoke whose words were very clear.
我就感谢主我说我这个从前呢是讲 讲到一个地步呢，别人毫无反应的。现在呢，居然有人告诉我说他是讲话呢非常清楚简洁的。
And I thank the Lord who transformed me, who was someone who got no response from the audience to someone who spoke clearly.
我感谢主，或许主过去就早就向我提醒，我一直很迟钝。
And I knew that the Lord had tried to teach me this lesson earlier, but I had been stubborn.
我在想，如果我继续为自己辩护，我说，这些人他是没有心，所以他听不懂。
And I would debate on whether it was because someone didn't have the heart to hear what I had to say.
我想，我到现在可能还不知道我的问题在哪里。
And I probably still wouldn't know what my problem was.
感谢主。
So I thank the Lord.
从上一次传福音的那个例子。
From the example of sharing the gospel.
到这一次这种神永远旨意的讲论。
Until me preaching about the eternal purpose of God.
我了解了一件事情，就是己的问题不容易对付。
I understood a point, and that was the self-life is very difficult to deal with.
拼命讲，不顾别人懂不懂，基本上呢，我的感觉实是己的问题。
And me just talking and not caring if other people understood, that was an issue of my self-life.
上次学了功课，那么碰了这一次呢，同样的事情似乎又发生。
And then recently, the same lesson had to be learned.
对我自己也提醒说，我这一次在学的功课，求主帮助我，下次再遇到呢，可能有不同的情形呢。
So I want to be alert in case the Lord wants to teach me the same lesson in a new environment.
谢谢孙弟兄关心啊，他知道我的心脏有问题。
Thank Brother Sun for his concern. He knows I have a heart murmur.
不过实在是感谢主，主已经怜悯，伸手医治了。
I thank the Lord because He has touched me and healed me.
我今天是要交通，我知道说神对每一个儿女都有美好的计划。
I want to tell you about how God has a beautiful plan for all His children.
从蒙恩得救的时候，他就开始在来制作我们。
From the moment of our salvation, our Lord supplies us.
那我要讲的就是，因为我们还没有新会所的时候，是在旧会所里面聚会的时候。
I want to share with you an experience that I had in our old church building before we built our new one.
那时候因为还没有心脏病，所以呢，很多的服事，我都参与。
Because I didn't have heart problems at the time, I would enter into many services.
所以弟兄姐妹都觉得我是一个非常有爱心、非常有耐心、非常顺服。
So many brothers and sisters thought I had a loving heart, and I was patient, and I was submissive.
然后很任劳任怨，很喜欢追求，很爱主。
And I had a pursuit for the Lord and a love for the Lord.
但是这个只有我自己知道。
But only I knew.
刚才我们孙弟兄讲的就是说，人啊，好人坏人啊，里面的这些都要被十字架来对付。
And like our brother Sun shared earlier, the good flesh and the bad flesh, they both have to be dealt with by the cross.
所以有一次主就找到机会要来致使我里面的这些人家以为好的事。
And so the Lord found an opportunity to deal with what others thought was a good thing in my life.
当时我们因为聚会人数多了，所以呢那个不够用，所以在旁边就买了一栋房子。
Because at the time our meeting place was getting crowded, we bought the lot of land next to us.
那一栋房子旁边周围就种了很多玫瑰花，很漂亮。
And there was a house on that lot, and there were roses in front of it.
但是我们聚会的那个周围呢，都没有那么漂亮的玫瑰花。
And on our built on our main site, we didn't have beautiful flowers.
所以我们弟兄啊，就告诉我说，阿梅，我们来把那个玫瑰花挖到我们的聚会里面那个旁边来。
So my husband told me we should move these beautiful flowers onto the main church building site.
七八十棵的玫瑰花。他就叫我去挖，然后他就去把那个土松一松，然后就准备就是去种新的地方。
So there were 70 or 80 roses. I dug them up. My husband loose prepared the soil.
那我们都知道姐妹要顺服，对不对？
And we all know that as wives we have to submit to our husbands.
所以我就顺服了，我们两个就很高兴的就去挖，去就弄好了。
So I submitted to him and with joy I began digging up the flowers.
但是要种到新的地方呢，需要好土。
But to plant into the new site, we needed good soil.
他说我去借车来载好土，你赶快继续弄。我们今天晚上孙弟兄还有追求聚会，我们还去参加聚会。
And he said, I'll get a truck and I'll get the soil and you prepare the flowers because there's still a service meeting tonight.
Okay, 他把那个好土载来了。
So、he brought the good soil.
就把土拿下来，然后就要把那个车上的东西啊，要脏的清完，要还车。
And we emptied the soil onto the new site, and we had to clean the truck in order to return it.
弟兄说，开到柏油路去洗。我说不用，就在这个草地上洗，我们就不要再冲柏油路了。
And my husband said we can take it to this car wash and wax place and.I said, no, let's just rinse it onto the grass here.
这个在这一点上我就没有顺服他，我的弟兄顺服我。
So, on this point, I was not submissive to my husband, and he submitted to me.
所以我们就拉了水管了，我就在上面冲，他就在下面弄下面的。
So, I stood on the truck and I hosed it down.
所以我冲完的时候，我一想，这个是草地吗？
And then after hosing it onto the grass, I thought, that's grass.
我就从上面就跳下来了。
And I jumped from the truck onto the grass.
这个一跳下来，我的右脚膝盖啊，就错开了，就啪一声就不能动了。
And then, my knee popped, my right knee popped as I landed.
我说，我第一个我就说感谢主，我就用力一踢，咔一声又进去了。
I said, praise the Lord. I kicked my foot and popped my knee back.
但是当时实在是好痛。
But I felt pain.
那弟兄呢就想说这样子好了，你上来，我背你回家。
And my husband said, "It's okay, I'll piggyback you home."
我心里想，我比他胖，他能够背我吗
？And I thought, I'm much more heavy than him.
所以我想说，反正我也不能走，就趴上去，就让他背。
And since I couldn't walk, I let him piggyback me.
结果一趴上去，他就劈在地上。
And after I got on his back, we both fell over.
他说哦，不行不行。
And we said, no, this is not the way.
他说叫你捡回，你又不捡回。
He said, I told you to lose weight, but you didn't.
后来我就扒着他的肩膀，就慢慢的走回去。
And then slowly I got on his shoulder and we made it home.
就后来因为弟兄姐妹都知道我脚受伤，就是带了很多食物来。
And then brothers and sisters knew I had injured myself, so they brought me food.
然后也拿了两只拐杖让我能够撑的。
And they gave me crutches so I could get around.
结果实在是叫我非常的失望。
And it caused me to be in despair.
因为呢，我弟兄早上给我弄完饭吃完之后，他是要出去办事或是出去探望。
Because my husband had to prepare meals for me, and then he had people to visit and things to take care of.
他说中午回来的时候我会弄给你吃。
And he said I'll come home during lunch and fix you lunch.
你等我回来弄。
Wait for me to come home.
我说好。结果中午等了十二点还没回来，一点还没回来。
And so I did wait, but after noon and then one, he didn't come home.
因为我从来没有架过那个拐杖，结果我肚子实在很饿，我就架着拐杖就到冰箱前面去。
Because I had never used crutches before, I tried them out and I was really hungry, so I went to the fridge.
我把冰箱打开。
I opened the fridge.
东西都冰在那里，我不能拿，因为我两只手撑着，如果拿了东西我就不能走，所以我就在那边看，然后就掉眼泪。
The food was cold and I couldn't carry that and use the crutches, so I just stood there and looked at the food.
那我就开始抱怨。
And I complained.
我就生气。
I was angry.
我就说回来的时候一定要这个骂他一顿。
And I said, when he comes home, I am going to give him a scolding.
结果到下午孩子回来了。
And then in the afternoon, my kids came home.
孩子回来，我就说妈妈，她肚子好饿啊，你赶快弄给我吃啊。
So I told my kids, you know, your mom is hungry, please prepare a meal for me.
都拿来了，吃完了。
And they did, and I ate.
弟兄回来。
And then my husband came home.
我马上就那个里面的火啊就已经冒上来，我怎么现在才回来。
And my temper and my anger were up to here and I scolded him. I said, what happened? Why did it take you so long?
他说今天刚好碰了一个好机会传福音，没有得救我就走不开。
He said, I found a wonderful gospel opportunity and I couldn't walk away if this person wasn't saved.
他就忘了我这个病人在家里要等着吃的。
And he forgot about my needs and my infirmity.
结果真的是一个礼拜的时间啊，神就让我看到我里面在弟兄姐妹心中所说的那个有爱心、有耐心、有各方各方面的好的，在那个礼拜里面啊，神都让我看见，这个都不是神的生命，都是你自己的生命。
And the Lord allowed me to see over the span of that week how the things I deemed good in my life, these were not really good, and these were of my old nature.
所以在那次的受伤哦，一个礼拜的时间。
And through that injury, through that one week,
我彻底在神面前认这个罪。
And so I confessed and I repented before the Lord.
我说主啊，
I said, Lord,
一切都过去，让我从零开始。
All these things are in the past. Let me start at zero.
让我真正的能够活出你的自己来。
Let me live out your reality.
我是很亏欠。
I felt like I shortchanged the Lord.
对弟兄姐妹，对我的期望那么高，但是在我里面，实在是一无所有。
The expectations of brothers and sisters were so high and I let them down.
弟兄姐妹对我的夸奖，在主面前，实在都是垃圾。
All their praises of me, they were all like trash.
我只向主认罪，在主的恩典下，就很快，我一个礼拜我就能够走动。
So the Lord was gracious towards me, and I was able to walk in one week.
所以我在那一次，我实在是学习到一个人的破碎是何等的重要。
So I learned in that week how important it is for one to be broken.
因着主的怜悯，
and through God's mercy,
我今天还能够在这里。
I can stand here today.
实在是要把荣耀赞美感谢归给他。
And I give the glory and the praise to God.
谢谢。
Thank you. Our time really flies. I like that. I know brothers and sisters have many things to share. Please continue to share with one another at your locality.
When Brother Swint was looking for me last evening,
昨天晚上, 孙弟兄找我,
I know I'm in trouble.
我知道, 麻烦来了。
Brother Kong shared that in the flesh, we are all different.
蒋弟兄交通说是在, 肉身里, 我们都不一样。
You have your own flesh, and I have my own flesh.
你有你的肉身, 我有我的肉身。
But no matter what flesh you find yourself, it's the same flesh, a dumbing nature.
可是不管你跟我的肉身有什么不一样, 我们这都是亚当的性情。
So we are all in the same boat.
因此我们都是在同一个船上。
And thank God, there's one way out for all of us.
感谢神, 我们有一个出路。
And that's Christ in Him crucified. And this lesson is a lifelong lesson. There's no shortcut.
没有短路。
Because God's work is most thorough. God's work is most thorough.
因为, 神的工作是最彻底。
He will not overlook anything.
他不会,
he is very thorough. Very thorough.
他是非常彻底,
and his aim is to perfect us.
他的目的是要让我们能够成全,
so we are caught.
因此我们被抓住,
but thank God we are caught by the Almighty God.
我们感谢主, 因为是这一位全能的神把我们抓住,
and He alone can change us.
只有他可以,
I just want to share one very important principle that I am still learning.
我想交通一点, 有一个很要紧的原则是我仍旧在学的。
Is the issue of how much room we are willing to give in to the Holy Spirit.
就是说, 我们愿意给, 留给圣灵多少的余地。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit wants to possess us fully, completely for Himself.
但是圣灵要完全的, 能够, 得到我们,
99% giving to Him, He will not be satisfied.
你给他99%, 他也不会, 满意。
He is determined to secure for Himself 100%.
他决定要为他自己得到我们100%。
Now, brothers and sisters, in the end, He will win us.
弟兄姊妹, 到最后, 他会得胜的,
that's His mission.
这是他的,
no matter how often we're resisting His work,
不论我们多么, 经常的, 来抗拒他的工作,
and how often we hinder His work,
多么, 经常的我们阻挡他的工作,
and He will persist to the end that He will secure 100% of us for Himself.
他不会停止, 他到最后要得到100%。
So I just want to share one principle.
我要, 交通一个原则。
The Lord Jesus is our perfect example.
我们的主耶稣是我们完全的, 榜样。
Before He stepped out into His public ministry,
当他, 在众人面前, 不是以前,
He went to John the Baptist and He was baptized by John.
他到施洗约翰那里,
and that is a tremendous event.
那是一个大事,
because for the first time, God found man truly after His own heart.
因为那是第一次神跟着人, 那是根据神自己的心。
And God the Father cannot help it. He opened His heaven wide and He said, This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased.
父神那么样的喜悦，他说，啊，他打开天，他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。
Now, what is that ground the Lord took that caused the Father to declare that this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased? What is that ground the Father was looking for?
有一个立场，有一个地位，我们主耶稣取了那个地位，那个地位就让他的父亲那么样的高兴的有这个宣告。
At that moment, when the Lord took that baptism,
在那个时候，当我们的主这样的受浸，
He surrendered all his will to the Father's will.
他把他所有的旨意，他意志都降服在父神的意志。
And that is the kind of people, servants, the Lord is looking for today.
那就是主今天要找的仆人。
It's not what we can do, but do we have the surrender will, absolute surrender to Him.
那不是在乎我们能做什么。而是在乎我们有没有那个降服的意志。
That is ground he's looking for.
那是神在这里找的一个地位。
If that ground is found,
若是那个地他找到了，
God's work can be carried on and God's work can be accomplished.
神的工作就能被做出来。
And so, one lesson we are going to learn for the rest of our life is to surrender our will to Him. Because we are so self-willed people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一生要学的功课就是把我们的意志降服在主的面前。
So this spiritual battle is to surrender our self-will.
所以这个属灵的征战是要我们降服自己。
And that's a real battle.
这是真正的征战。
But thank God, in the end, He'll win.
感谢神，最后他是要得胜。
Because of the persistency of the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵的工作是不放过的。
He will not give in to us. He will not give up until that work is accomplished.
他不会放弃，一直到他的工作完成。
And He will do it.
他会这样做。
And God will get all the glory.
好让神得到一切的荣耀。
So brothers, we are in the same boat.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都在同一个船上。
We need each other to learn these lessons together.
我们需要一同来学这个功课。
And God will do it.
神会做这样的事。
Thank God for Him.
感谢主。
好，我们感谢主啊，让我们下午能够这样一同聚在主的跟前。
We thank the Lord this afternoon. We can gather before Him.
我再次向有些弟兄姊妹们道歉。
I want to apologize for some brothers and sisters.
因为我知道你因心中有预备来要做见证。
And I know that you have some preparation that you would like to give testimony.
但是我们的时间实在是不够。
But we do not have enough time.
所以只好请弟兄姊妹们原谅。
So I can only ask you to pardon me.
希望你回去之后呢，把这个感动持续的啊，不要消灭圣灵的感动。那么回去你的聚会的地方，人就还可以把这个见证交通出来。
So I wish that wherever you come from, when you go home, you have a chance to share this to brothers and sisters. And do not quench the Holy Spirit.
我们希望从这一次特会之后，
We hope that after this conference,
各处的教会。
And the assemblies all over the place.
大家都能多多的注重十字架的工作。
That we can all pay heed, pay attention to the
work of the cross. 我们希望能多的交通。
And we wish to fellowship more on this.
我们在这个聚会里面所蒙的恩典。
And the grace that we have received in the conference.
让我们带回去跟那些没有来的弟兄姊妹们分享。
We can bring home to share with the brothers and sisters.
盼望在这个末了的时代
and at this last days,
各处的教会都活在十字架的光底下
that churches all over the place would live in the light of the cross
好像仇敌的权势肉体的工作通通被止息
that the power of the enemy the work of the flesh can cease
让主的旨意能够更多的亨通
and that the will of the Lord can carry.
愿主预备合适的百姓迎接他自己的再来。
May the Lord prepare his useful people to wait for his return.
我们请低头做一点祷告。
May we bow down for the word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
这十字架的道路是你所定规的。
The way of the cross is what you have destined.
这是你的工作。
And this is your work.
既然你定义我们所有败坏的天性都必须被致死。
Because you have destined that all our corrupt nature will be crucified.
就愿意我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上都带着耶稣基督的印记。
May all brothers and sisters carry the mark of Jesus Christ on them.
让耶稣基督死的判决显在我们的生活和侍奉里面。
So that the sentence of death of Lord Jesus Christ can appear manifested in our life and in our service.
好叫我们的己越过越衰微。
And that our self can diminish.
主你自己越过越增加。
And Lord yourself would increase.
愿各处的教会。
May the churches and places,
所有的圣徒们。
All the saints.
因着多多经历十字架的工作。
And because of the experience of the work of the cross.
能更多把荣耀归给你。
They can give glory to you.
主啊，今天这是一个黑暗又混乱的时代。
Lord, today it is a dark and confused time.
我们实在感觉十字架道理被忽略。
We really feel that the word of the cross was ignored.
在地上的教会中
，On the churches on earth,
似乎十字架的光非常的暗淡。
It seems the light of the cross is dim.
求你用爱激励我们。
Lord, inspire us with your own love.
也愿意你恢复你自己的工作在你百姓的当中。
That you restore your own work in your people.
愿你得着你自己当得着的。
May you gain what you should gain.
也让我们能进入我们当进入的。
That we can also enter what we ought to enter.
好叫我们在见你面的日子。
That when we see you.
我们能够欢然的来迎接我们的主。
That we can receive our Lord with great joy.
求主持续在我们中间做工。
May the Lord continue to work in us.
我们把一切的敬拜归给你。
All worship to our Lord.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.